This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Beginning by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by concluding وَبِنِعْمَتِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ by His immense blessings and favors good deeds are brought to a completion or to an end. The previous khutbah discussions have been about the nine or so different things that nullify one's Islam. And today's discussion will be the 10th point. An-i'radu an deenillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala la yata'allamu wa la ya'malu bihi. Person who turns away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't learn it and doesn't implement it. Because the other 9 points, some of us may feel, don't really concern us. Thus you find that when the ulama, they wrote certain things, they may have written them centuries ago, but you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that legacy, keeps their advice to become beneficial for the rest of time. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. What is with you will perish, whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains. Whoever does good action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala documents those actions, preserves them and protects them, that they have by His permission, hopefully an everlasting effect upon mankind. So that's when these ulama collected these points of advice or guidance about how people may deviate or that which may lead them outside the fold of Islam. And just to quickly recap of the other 9 points that we mentioned. First, we mentioned a shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the person who dies upon shirk or associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remain for eternity inside the hellfire. As left the fold of Islam, a person who commits shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned secondly, not to declare the mushrikun, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, and those people who fall into shirk, not to declare them as disbelievers. Because sometimes we find that Muslims may begin to give excuses towards them and think there may be some justification for that. That's as we mentioned, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. Whoever has any doubt about the disbelief of disbelieving individuals has possibly committed disbelief themselves. Then we mentioned believing that another guidance is more complete than the guidance given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making a mockery of the religion, opposing the sharia, learning and the practice of a sihr of magic. And likewise you find that believing another form of law or people who are classified as Muslims can go against the sharia, have divine injunction, what we talked about at the tasawwuf, the Sufi belief that we find, or the rituals and the practice whereby some of them justify that these practices have been legislated in the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I began with, some of us may think that none of this really doesn't concern some of the average masses of individuals, especially living in this community. But the 10th point does concern us. Al-i'radu an deenillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turning away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not learning it and not implementing it. And all of this can be summarized in the final verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. those individuals who've earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to be amongst those individuals or the misguided individuals. According to classical works of tafsir, based on a hadith in Sunan Imam Tirmidhi, those people who've earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Yahud. Wal-Dalun, the misguided individuals, are al-Nasara. And the ulama mentioned that why were these certain individuals, why were they cursed? Or why was their blame placed upon these individuals? Amma al-Yahud, falam ya'malu bi'ilmihim. As for Yahud, bi-sifat al-amma, they never practiced the knowledge that was given to them, never implemented it inside their lives. Always making tahrif, tabdeel, changing, covering the laws and regulations and making it specific to them. وَأَمَّا النَّصَارَى فَعَمِلُوا بِلَا عِلْمٍ أَمَّا النَّصَارَى فَهُمْ جُهَالٌ. Christian individuals in general that we find, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon ignorance, upon their passions, upon their desires. وَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. Modern day ulama of tafsir have mentioned, even going back to classical forms, that we find what is known as a principle in Ulum al-Quran, a sabab, the sabab of the nuzul of certain ayah, al-ibra, that the khusus is sabab. The ibra not be taken from the generality of the words, but is taken from the specifications of revelation. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about al-Yahud wal-Nasara, كأن الله يخاطبنا, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us, al-ibra, بعموم اللفظ لا بخصوص السبب. The ibrah is to be taken from the generality of the words and not from the specifications of revelation. These ayat inside Surah Al-Fatiha, some of us Muslims don't feel the power of these ayat. Modern day Mufassirun have mentioned, and based upon this principle, that these ayat are talking to Muslims as well. Because Muslims today, لم يعملوا بعلمهم. There's some Muslims that you find, they don't practice their knowledge. They don't implement it inside their lives. And the other part of Muslims that you find, يَعْبُدُونَ عَلَى الْجَهَلِ. يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْجَهَلِ عَلَى الضَّلَالَ. It's other individuals who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon misguidance, upon ignorance. مَا عِنْدَهُمْ عِلْمٍ. They don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon ilm, upon basira. They follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Him by their whims and their desires. What they feel is the right form of ibadah. Al-ibadah is tawqifiyah. Ibadah's ulama, usul al-fiqh, have mentioned, is restricted, is codified. There is no other better way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for the orthodox way prescribed by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no other way. No individual can come and say, this gives me spirituality, this gives me peace, this gives me serenity, this gives me contentment, this gives me solace, this gives me rest of my mind and my heart. Adab kadhib ala kadhib, kufr ala kufr. There's no way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring contentment inside one's life. You find ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikri Allah. Those who believe find tranquility inside their hearts by the appropriate remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Halawatul iman, sweetness of iman that flows through the blood, flows through the veins, flows through the heart, flows through the mind, is the right ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's when a person begins to drift away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Quran itself mentions. Drifting away leads to apostasy. وَمَنْ أَعْرَدَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. Whoever turns away from my dhikr, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. That individual will have a restricted life. And we're going to come back to these verses inside Surah Taha. Whoever turns away from Allah, as ulama have described it, وَمَنْ أَعْرَدَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Whoever turns away from Allah, doesn't want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't want to follow His commandments, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. This person will have a restricted life, will have a wretched life on the face of this earth. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَمَّا أُنذِرُوا مُعْرِضُونَ. Those individuals, disbelieving individuals, have been warned. Warning has been given to them, مُعْرِضُونَ. They begin to turn away. This is ayat al-tawbih, a verse which is a verse of warning, of chastisement, of punishment, blaming that individual. Those people who turn away is from amongst the disbelieving individuals who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Woman of them, who is the most oppressive individual? Who turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turns away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thumma arada anha, becomes turning away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah mentions, inna minal mujrimina muntaqimun. Those criminal individuals, we will take retribution from those individuals. And even the context of these ayat, we studied in great detail, because the Quran is very unique, very powerful in the way it places certain ayat inside the Quran. Just before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَشْتَوُونَ. The person who is a fasiq, a rebellious individual, is he going to be like a believing individual? لَا يَشْتَوُونَ. They're never going to be the same in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And those individuals who are believing individuals, Allah will enter them into paradise. Give them the due recompense, the reward will be given to them. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Recompense because of the actions they used to carry out upon this dunya. And those individuals, فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ. For those individuals are rebellious individuals, then their abode will be the hellfire. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا يَدْخُلُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Every so often they want to come out, be expelled from the fire. Give us alleviation, bring us out from this fire. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا. Every time they want to come out, they're brought back into the fire. And he said to these individuals, ذُوقُوا, taste. Taste the punishment, the chastisement. This fire, this burning rage that you used to belie, you used to reject. And that's what happens to the mind of many individuals. They think there is no bukra. They think there is no ghadan. They think there is no hisab. They think there is no return. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think, يَا أَيُّهَا الْخَلْقُ, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ, we created you in vanity, بِدُونِ غَايَةٍ, بِدُونِ قَصْدٍ, no purpose, no intent, صُدْفَةً, all of a sudden Allah created the heavens and earth, created the human being. This is a theory which is kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not create anything without an intent. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. With vanity, no purpose. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You think you're never going to return back to us? فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. He is the truth, the reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can escape Him. People may escape on this dunya. People may turn away from this dunya. May think there's some form of escape. Inside the akhirah, there will be no escape for any individual who turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's if I'm going back to that verse inside Surah Taha. وَمَنْ أَعْرَدَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولاً الضنك قد فسر بأنه ضنك في القبر. Classical ulama tafasir have mentioned, whoever turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person will have a restriction. The restriction will be inside the grave. The crushing inside the grave, that force inside the grave will be given to that individual. Then ulama mentioned, the second meaning, linguistic meaning, there will be a wretched, miserable life for that individual, ala dunya. Upon the face of this earth, inside the akhirah, inside this dunya, as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, this individual is a wretched individual. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. Allah will say, this verse we said before that, وَنَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah will raise you in a day of judgment in a state of blindness. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Him being will say, oh my Lord, why you make me blind, kafif, on this day? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. I have the ability to visualize, to see. The akhirah, the Quran doesn't talk about elements of this dunya. People see, people live. But if this becomes, the heart become blind. فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the eyes we become blinded. When the heart become blinded, that's what Allah refers to. وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. I could see in this dunya. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Inside this dunya, our signs came to you. فَنَسِيتَهَا. You forgot them. You turned away from them. And today we forgot you. Hey, نَقِفْ عِنْدَ الْأَقَاعِدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Lord does not forget. نِسْيَانُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى. فَنَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُ. They forgot Allah, Allah forgot them. علماء التفسير, a lot of described, the forgetting of Allah is al-i'rad anhum, turning away from them, leaving them on their path. No path of guidance, no help, no support will be given to them. Allah does not forget anything. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah does not forget. It's not befitting to attribute that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human beings, they will forget. They will go astray. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has documented every single thing that a human being does, and told the angels to write it down. That you find that people will say also that day, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Person will say on that day, what is the matter with this record? What is the matter with this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُ مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. انظر إلى آيات الله سبحانه وتعالى. Man will say, what's the matter with this book? He's not left any small, major or minor sin has left it. Everybody will find their record presented in front of them. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ. Your Lord is not one who's going to oppress any individual. He's not oppress any individual. Whatever we do, person will find it documented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued his ayat inside Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى. This is going to be the recompense whoever turns away. Whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to give them this ending will be given to this individual. And indeed the punishment of the hereafter is أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى. Torture of this earth is minimal. That's why people talk about the hot sun. People complain about the hijab, people complain about the Islamic dress, complain about prayers, whatever it may be. قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ أَشَدُّ حَرَّى. Say that the nar, the fire of Jahannam, is أَشَدُّ حَرَّى. It's far more severe than the heat of this dunya, fasting in the heat of Ramadan, dressing like a Muslim for our Muslim sisters, is doing these practices that we find, the hot weather that we find. Remind them that the heat of Jahannam is far more severe than the heat of this dunya. And thus we find that those people, three broad categories of individuals who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An-Nawl Awwal, the first type of individual, is the so-called intellectual Muslims. Because some Muslims amongst us who think that the only way to go forward is via education. A secular concept of life. لا تحتاج إلى الدين. You don't need anything of Islam. You don't need to follow Islam inside your life. This is the way we're going to excel and we're going to go forward. These individuals are turned away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want to learn it and they don't want to practice it. Their intellectual capabilities have taken them far astray that they begin to make excuses or begin to make their own ta'wilat of Quran. They begin to explain the Quran. That salah doesn't mean as-salah. Zakah doesn't mean this. Hijab doesn't mean this. This doesn't mean this. It means this. Awwal shay. First thing is, who's given them the criteria to make tafsir al-Quran? Their intellectual capability, because they think they're smart individuals, because they think they've studied the dunya. وَلَا يَفْهَمْ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا السُنَّةِ. لَا يَعْرِفْ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُنَّةِ. Doesn't know anything in the Quran and Sunnah. And begin to explain it because of the intellectual ability. Islam is not based upon al-aql. There are times the aql becomes a supportive proof of the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not a prime goal. Because we find in Sunan Abi Dawood, if Islam was based upon the aql, we would not wipe on the top of our socks. We would wipe underneath our socks. But we know that shar'an, according to the sharia, we've been told to wipe over the top of our socks. That's what sharia tells us to do. Walakin aqlan, intellectually you find the bottom of the sock becomes filthy, becomes impure, becomes something that needs to be clean, but the sharia tells us to wipe over the top. So there's limitations of the intellect. These people go beyond the intellect. They begin to think they are smart individuals. And that these individuals don't want to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They think they're far beyond, far above the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise you find some of us, the average Muslims, is a common phenomenon that we find amongst us Muslims. I don't want to learn too much. I don't want to attend halaqat of durus. I don't want to attend circles of learning or excel in my learning. Because deep down I know the more that I learn, I have to practice. So I'm happy, I'm content with the small amount of Islam that I know. My modern practice of Islam, that I wear a hijab, yet I don't carry out the attires of a Muslim woman. I dress like a Muslim man, but yet I walk around with a strange woman in her hands. I curtail her, I smoke, I do haram, I have evil speech. وَلَكِنْ ظَاهِرًا أَنَّنِي مُسْلِمٌ ظَاهِرًا أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ عَيْبٌ عَلَيْنَا عَيْبٌ A blame upon us. A man dresses like a Muslim. صَاحِبُ اللِّحْيَا Person of a beard, of a fine dress. Sunnah of the Prophet عليه السلام curtails another Muslim sister in the public domain. عَيْب Shame upon him. Shame upon her to display yourself as a Muslim. Display yourself as a Muslim. Mind that khishma. No shame. No shame in people say, well, the end will be a good result. The Sharia says, the path does not justify the end. The end does not justify the means. It's principles of soul and fiqh. Tazni. Commit zina. Thumma tatazawwaj. Commit zina, then say, I'm married, and then say, it's halal. She's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend. Zina anwa'u ya ayyul ikhwa. Zina is of various types, as Sahih Muslim mentioned. Collections on his hadith. The ultimate level of zina is well known. But whether the prelude before that, that some of us we think is petty, we see it zahiran, alanan, ala shawari, we see it every day on the streets. Not Muslims who don't notice as Muslims. Muslims who are recognizable as Muslims will smoke in public, drink in public, take drugs in public, curtail women in public. Well, zahiran annahu Muslim. Apparently, he's a Muslim. But they didn't have the audacity to say anything. Many an average Muslim, just be an average Muslim. Don't learn more. Just be a basic Muslim. Aibun alayna. Muslim is never an average Muslim. He's not an average individual. That is sufficient to be just whatever the common practice is inside our society. If people dress like this, I should dress like this. People do this, I should do this as well. A Muslim is a personality upon the personality of the best of creation of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That's what a Muslim is, the best personality, the best akhlaq, the best characteristics, that's what a Muslim should be. And yes, there are some harsh elements inside the Sharia, which we acknowledge at times are difficult. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ قُرْبٌ لَكُمْ Fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah describes it as difficult, as a hardship, some form of hardship. We acknowledge that. But the rest of the Sharia is something simple, is something easy, that a person should adore himself with the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُذَبَّبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَا أُولَٰئِ وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَىٰ مُذَبَّبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ Quran describes that Surah Al-Nisa. These are ayatul munafiqeen. These are signs of the hypocrites. Neither here, neither there. لَا إِلَهَا أُولَٰئِ وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَٰئِ وَمَنْ يُدْلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَهُ سَبِيلًا Whoever Allah misguides, there'll be no guide, no path for that individual. That's what many of us average Muslims are. That sometimes we want to be good Muslims. Sometimes we want to be like Al-Fajra, Al-Kafara, Al-Fusaq. Neither here, neither there. Make up your mind. You can't play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a resolution within yourself that you want to be people of Allah. People of Allah. That's what a person Muslim wants to be. Not people falling, imitating what the society around us, of what people are doing around us. That's why the third masses of people that we find is a massive bashaba. The masses of our youth, unfortunately, are lost individuals. And maybe we could give them some excuse that maybe at times people don't present the message to them. In a statistical poll that was carried out, 31% of the young Muslims mentioned that most of the British imams don't have a clue about the problems of Muslim youth. And it could be far beyond that. That it is possibly true that many of the imams don't know the state of the Muslim youth. But maybe our job is to take that back. Because we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا, we never sent any messenger from amongst his people, إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ We never sent any messenger to his people except for to speak the language of their people, to explain to them. لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ أَهَادٍ For every single people, there's a warner that came to them. That's why Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, Manhajul Anbiya, Manhajul Rusul, The way of the Prophet is to be able to be engaged in the problems of the society, what their people, what they face. To remind the people about their problems, remind them to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the masses of youth that we find, they can't care less. Excuse the expression, about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can see their pitiful state, the pitiful state that they are in, far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have no inclination or trying to learn it or to better themselves that we find. That's Allah mentioned, وَلَا تَقُولُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Don't become like those individuals who forget Allah. So Allah makes them to forget their own selves. Allah makes them to forget their own selves. Those are the rebellious individuals. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Person will say once again, woe upon me that I deserted my life. I wasted my life. That even before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the end of this world. كَلَّ إِذَا دُقَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّ لَهُ ذِكْرًا يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Allah Ta'ala mentions on that day whereby you find that the earth will become dust upon dust. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Lord will come and the angels will come as well in rows. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ. Jahannam will be dragged and brought forth as well. That's when a person will say, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Or before that I say, that I was somebody who's forgotten, or I will remember this moment in time. That's when man will say, this is the way disbelieving individuals. When the adab comes, the punishment comes, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. First of all, upon me what I presented inside my life. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned, يَا وَيْلَةَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانٍ خَلِيلًا. Woe upon me, I took such and such individual as a friend. Once again, study the context of these ayat in Surah Al-Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. On that day whereby the oppressive individual, the oppressor, the bad individual bite at his hands, fingertips. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. يَقُولُ. The person will then say, woe upon me that I did not take the way of the messenger as the path. Why didn't I follow the messenger inside this dunya? Why didn't I follow him and begin to blame themselves? يَا وَيْلَكَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Woe upon me, I took so and so individual as my friend. Woe upon me, I took such and such individual as my friend. لَقَدْ عَدَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. رَكِّسَ الْآيَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ. Thirdly, woe upon me, I took such and such individual as a friend. لَقَدْ عَدَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He took me away from remembrance. He took me away from the path when I knew what the path was. I knew what the path was, but because being with such friends, they took me away from the path. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Shaytan is always deceptive. One who always forsakes. One who leaves a person stranded linguistically. Leaves a person stranded. شَيَطِينُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Jinn, shayateen, and not just inside the akhirah, inside the jinn that we find, they are amongst the human beings who will lead people astray, take people astray. So that's what the person says, woe upon me of taking such an individual as a friend, took me away from the path of Allah and guidance came to me. Indeed, shaitan is one who forsakes, who gives up, walks away from the human being. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the answer. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. The messenger say, O my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. My people have abandoned the Qur'an. I've left the Qur'an. What is the answer? People talk about fanciful answers of the Muslim Ummah, return of this Muslim Ummah. Al-Jawab huwa al-Kalima wahida. The answer is one word, Al-Qur'an. That's all it is, Al-Qur'an. Whoever lives according to the Qur'an, whoever implements the Qur'an will find the answer for all of their problems, for all of the problems that existed today even before. And when we read into the Qur'an, because some of us living in the Qur'an, tafsir of the Qur'an doesn't explain modern affairs. Some of the ulama that began with their works and their benefits, you read them, كَأَنَّكَ تَعِيشِ أَصْرِهِمْ, as if you're living with them. Imam Suyuti, in his works of Durr al-Mansur, you read his tafsir, it's as if you're living with him, what he's talking about. Even then, before that, Imam Qurtubi, go before that, Imam Tabari, which is classified as the beginning of all works of tafsir. The tafsir of Imam Tabari that we find, read his works of tafsir, of how he addresses certain issues, certain affairs, whereby people think that the Quran doesn't talk about this modern world, doesn't talk about certain temptation that exists inside the world today. For example, we find the Quran mentions, inside the beginning of Surah Luqman, that we find that those individuals that we find, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the people who purchase vulgar speech, vain speech, immoral speech to take them away from the path of Allah. Some of us, we think the Quran doesn't address modern day issues. Classical works of tafsir, they mention lahwal hadith. Vain, vulgar speech is music and singing, whatever is linked to it. Classical works of tafsir, going even all the way back to Ibn Abbas. Going all the way to Ibn Abbas. The reason why we mention this to many of our youth, it's become their life, and I don't want to go into the names of mentioning these people and what they follow and what they listen to. These words are vulgar speech. It has a great impact on your personality, a great impact what you listen to, what you begin to imitate, has a great impact upon your personality. Takes a person away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mar'u 'ala deeni khalilihi. A man is upon the way of life of his friend. So that every single individual, no matter who takes as a comrade or makes as a friend, that we find that some of us individuals, to be with the salihin, to be the righteous individuals, may not be something which is acceptable inside society. To be with the religious clerics or people who are good Muslims may not look appropriate inside this society. But remember, a person is upon the way of their friends, will follow that life and begin to imitate those individuals. The friends of the believers are the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, are the messengers, are the anbiya, are the siddiqeen, wa saliheen, wa shuhada, are the martyrs, the pious and the righteous individuals. These are the friends of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, you're going back to Surah Al-Fatiha, you mentioned, sirat al-ladhina anamta alayhim, the path of those individuals that you have favored. Ulama al-tafsir mentioned, who are the ones that Allah has favored, according to verses of Surah Al-Nisa. That those individuals say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored, and those are al-nabiyyin, wa-shuhada'i, wa-sadiqin, wa-salihin. Allah has favored those pious individuals, the messengers, the righteous, the pious individuals. Ula'ika ahsan rafiqa, those are the individuals who are the best comrades and the best friends that a person can take inside this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Prophet alayhi sallam described the parable of a good friend and a bad friend. The good friend is like hamilul misk, the person who carries musk, carries perfume. The perfume seller, even just by a standing, where you're the perfume maker, the perfume seller, even if you don't purchase something, you find the sweet smelling fragrance comes upon your garments. Comes upon your garments, the athar, the effects begin to fall upon you. And you find a bad friend, the person who's a bad friend is like the individual, is nafiqul kir, the person who blows in the bellows, the iron smith, the blacksmith, that even just standing by the furnace, the heat, the smoke, him heating or fixing something that we find, the smoke and the smell comes in your clothing. That's the parable of a good friend and a bad friend. But come min shababina, how many of our youth have been lost, taken away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by thinking that these are good friends, or I don't do these actions, I only socialize to be with them. But after a short time, we find socializing with them leads to what? To begin to imitate, to begin to start, to try, to carry out certain things inside their life that which are unimaginable, that they themselves begin to reflect and think, this was not the person that I was before. And for some of them, they never make it back to a path of repentance. They never return back. they never come back. And for others individuals, there's still hope to remind ourselves. Don't turn away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah will turn away from you. And that's what fuqaha mentioned. A person who died in a pitiful state, died in a state of haram, carrying haram, لا تصلي عليه. And the imam al-ra'isi, لا يصلي عليه. The main imam of a masjid, لا يصلي عليه. Doesn't pray upon such an individual, a young individual. قد مات في شرب الخمر والزنا. Person died in a state of intoxication, of drinking alcohol, in a state of zina, in a state of haram. Al-imam al-ra'isi, fuqa mentioned, the main imam, لا يصلي عليه. Doesn't pray, لا يصلي عليه. Doesn't pray upon this individual. To send out a strong message to society that this person has died, سوء الخاتمة. This person has died an evil ending, ظاهرة. أما داخلا, Allah will judge that individual. What was inside the heart of that individual? But ظاهرة, this person who the Sharia is concerned, is an evil death. Is a bad death. Is a death of disobedience. So the main imam refuses to pray, to send out a message to society that people who do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who die in this state, that their main imam will not pray upon that individual. We're not talking about any imam, it has to be a central imam. لِأَنَّ فِي كَلَامِ قُوَّةِ The person has strength in their words and their position, has a great impact inside society. That's going back to what we began with, all of this that we discussed. No individual should take these words and apply them to another Muslim. No Muslim should take these words and apply them to another Muslim. And say that I saw you doing this, فَأَنْتَ خَارِجْ عَنِ الْمِلَّةِ I saw you doing this action, you're outside the fold of Islam. You've done this, you're non-Muslim. You've done this, you're that. That is not allowed for the average Muslim. We only study this to better our own selves, to warn our own selves, to make ourselves become better Muslims, and to take the lesson to advise the people around us that to be faithful, become implementing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save yourself from the punishment inside this dunya, and even more so inside the akhirah.